My name is Katia Aurelien, Katsiaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Mary Howard, MaryHoward. This patient was seen on November 11th. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process. This CKD has remained stable with BUN of 17 from 22, creatinine of 1.3 from 1.2, and GFR of 40 from 40. There is evidence of significant pyuria and hematuria. The patient reports urinary frequency and urgency, but denies dysuria. We will repeat the urinalysis in a couple of weeks and follow up. Since the culture is negative, we did not prescribe any antibiotics. However, we advised her to use 1/3 of white vinegar and 2/3 of water to cleanse her vaginal area to maintain acidity and hopefully keep out improve bacteria. Hopefully decrease the bacteria buildup. As far as her the rest of her labs, there is no calculations for proteinuria available, though we suspect there may be some level of proteinuria due to the pyuria and hematuria. Number 2, type 2 diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy. This has been stable with A1C of 6.5% from 7%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 111 over 62. Continue with the current regimen. She has lost 5 pounds since the last visit and is euvolemic. Next line, peripheral vascular disease. Without any signs of ulcers, edema, or redness. Next line, history of thoracic aortic aneurysm, which is managed by the primary care provider. Next line, coronary artery disease, which is managed by the cardiologist. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 to 3 weeks to review the urinalysis and possibly treat the patient if the culture is positive.